Hello, everyone. My name is Tara Montazeri. I am a registered associate marriage and family therapist, and you are listening to Trust and Thrive. On this show, we will discuss topics related to mental health, relationships, generational healing, systemic issues, and other topics that influence us in our everyday lives. Although the show is not a replacement for therapy, I hope the conversations shared can inspire you to stay curious, to self-reflect and practice self-compassion, and to find support in community. You can follow along on Instagram at Trust and Thrive, and stay tuned for new episodes released every Thrive Thursday. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoy the show. Now let's get right into this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Happy Thrive Thursday. Welcome back to the show. I'm so thankful that the sun is setting an hour later. It is just helping my mental health tremendously already. So I hope you are all doing okay, checking in with yourself. Before we get into the solo episode, I want to remind you that you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Trust and Thrive. And you can also leave a rating and review of the show on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. So thank you in advance if you choose to do so. And that being said, let's talk about the confusing feeling that is being an adult, but not feeling like one, which is how I have been feeling, especially recently. And something about this age, I am 29, and I know I'm very young. And at the same time, I am an adult, and I still mentally do not feel like I am. And I will share many examples. But I recently started my second new job last week, actually, which I really am thankful for and has been such an amazing experience already. And I feel pretty confident in it, and I'm continuously growing day by day. I have my moments of imposter syndrome and not feeling like I'm good enough, or sometimes my OCD makes me believe that. I lied my way into like everything in my life, but that's a whole other story. And I know those thoughts aren't facts. But in general, it feels so strange to be seen as a professional. And this might, I feel a little weird sharing this because I like thought to myself, is this going to sound very odd when I'm 29 years old, which I don't think it is. And I also want to validate my own experience. So just in general, when I was working like past jobs and then figuring myself out and then working like online jobs, I never fully felt like it was my career. And because I was taking time to find what I really wanted to do. And even now I'm still, you know, I love what I'm doing, but I'm still figuring out in the big scheme of things what that looks like, which I'm okay with taking day by day. Life changes. But I'm very happy right now with what I'm doing, even though it's very challenging. It's an amazing experience. But going back to any job in the past that I had, I just did not feel fulfilled in any way. And not to say that you have to necessarily have a job that you leave feeling a certain way. Everyone's lives are different. But for me, I never felt that confidence as a professional. I always felt like I was entry level in some way. And even now, I'm still a new therapist technically, but I feel more confident in my skills and my ability because it feels so right, as opposed to maybe like having an advertising job and working on like a financial schedule or whatever that was not my jam. And I genuinely thought to myself, like, what am I doing? I don't even want to grow necessarily here. And I realized that pretty quickly. But I was exploring different paths. And there was a time I wanted to work in the music industry. And there are options of what I could have done. And there's no right or wrong. But I remember leaving like even my second week of work and thinking, even though that was challenging and a lot of work, I feel so good about it. It feels right. It feels like a very right fit. And I think to myself, like, wow, I get to do this and this is work for me. Like, I just feel very thankful because I had this misconception that like you had to be miserable in your job, which I'm not saying is something I thought about recently, but just growing up, I also recognize that I have a lot of privileges, especially if you're a child of immigrants, or you may not be a child of immigrants, but just anyone, any millennial, Gen Z, any generation that is on a similar path to me can maybe resonate with the idea that our parents did the best they could, and they didn't always, maybe they did, but it's very common for many parents to have gone just a job to get by and to support their families, and they maybe didn't have the luxury and privilege to take the time to explore what they want to do. And I feel incredibly privileged and thankful that I was living with my parents. I could quit the job I didn't like and test out different options, and then I went back to school. Not everyone has that opportunity, and I recognize that. So I felt especially responsible to myself and to my loved ones and past generations and future generations to use that stepping stone that they've provided for me, that privilege that I have to explore what I really want to do. Because I had that, it felt like a waste if I didn't take the time to reflect on that. And I know that's like a whole other story about just my path and where I am in my life. And once again, like, I feel great with where I am, and I also have no idea what my future looks like, but I don't want to freak myself out trying to think about 10 years from now. So I'm taking it day by day, but right now I feel very happy. And at the same time, I am working on a lot of my own internal beliefs, unlearning a lot of those beliefs that were limiting. And honestly, anytime I think about them, I feel so much younger than I am. So, for example, I have this constant fear. I've talked about it a lot on my Instagram, that I'm going to get in trouble, that I'm going to be found out, that I'm going to break the rules. And a lot of that comes from my experience in high school and just living with OCD and ruminating about and obsessing over certain things that would happen, feeling like it defined me and it would define me. Like, I've talked about how I got one detention in high school because I wasn't wearing, like, in quotes, the right uniform pants. And I loved my high school experience, by the way. I'm very thankful. But yeah, it was a religious school. I went for the education and I had an amazing experience, wonderful friends, thankful for my teachers. It was a great time. And I also recognized the way a lot of the messaging affected me. And not just that, there's a lot of stuff that went into it, just being a woman in this day and age. But I remember I got detention and I thought my life was over. Like, I literally cried. I cried for nights. I wanted to plead to the, like, what do you call it? Dean, I guess. Not dean, but like someone who was just the one who could give you detention, I guess, just the teacher. I wanted to plead to them, and I felt like this would go on my permanent record. It would ruin my perfect streak of no detention in high school. I've been doing everything right, and now my life will be over. Like, I genuinely thought that. I really thought that it would affect even the jobs I get in the future, as if it was like, it was on my permanent record, which is what I thought. But aside from that, I have lived with that fear. So even now, like, I'm older, I'm a lot more confident. And even then, I still have that part of me, and a lot of it is my OCD, to be honest, but I have that part of me that has that internal fear of, like, oh my gosh, what if I mess up? That all or nothing thinking that I've struggled with for a very long time. And thankfully, I have worked on it so much now, and I have the tools and skills to support myself in those moments and to see things rationally even when I don't want to. And even when I'm very heightened emotionally, I'm not saying like, oh, I can just see rationally, but I'm able to acknowledge the both and that has made a huge difference. But I remember when I was doing my internship and I was working on a school campus at both the middle school and the high school with the students. And I remember when I was doing my therapy internship while I was in school, at a middle school and a high school on their campus. And anytime I would go into the teacher lounge, like, the teachers would take me, anytime I went into the teacher's lounge to use the restroom or to get something or just walk around, I felt like I was going to get in trouble or get kicked out or get called out for being in the wrong spot, even though they gave me a tour and they knew, even though I wasn't an employee at the school, it was from like the agency that I was working there, I was still an adult who was a professional, who was invited and allowed in And if anything, it was expected for me to use those bathrooms, to use that space if I wasn't seeing a client. So I just remember thinking, like, who let me back here? Who let me back here? I don't see myself being this age. Like, I still feel like a high schooler or a teen or a kid, whatever it may be, whatever age, but I just don't feel like I'm allowed to be here. Not even that I'm not deserving. It's more about like, am I allowed? Am I allowed to be working, to be making money, to be married, to be like, it's just the little things. It feels very strange because I'm very thankful for how much I've grown. And at the same time, I have those moments where I literally feel like I'm role playing as an adult. Like, I just feel like I'm waking up thinking, oh, like, let me pretend like I have a husband. Let me pretend like we live together and I have to clean our place and we clean our place together. Let me pretend like I'm going to work. Let me pretend like I can do this on my own. It's so interesting, truly pretty hilarious, honestly, when I think about it. But it's something I'm working on. And even now that I am no longer an intern, and relating back to my career, because I was trying out different things, like I was an online English teacher for a minute, I did like an internship in the music industry, but then I was working in advertising, but then I was being a social media manager. Like, I tried little different things. And once again, I had such a privilege to be able to be like, this isn't for me. Like, a lot of those were just to almost like a placeholder until I'm figuring out what I want to do. But with experience, you also figure things out. And I took away a lot of skills from those, but I digress. So in all those moments, I still felt new. I still felt like, even though I was skilled or I felt confident in myself at times, I also felt like, okay, this is like entry level for many of the positions, at least. I didn't feel like I was settled into being confident in that role ever, really, for anything that I've had before this, because it was always somewhat of a placeholder, or it wasn't necessarily what I felt the most skilled in for what I could do, at least. And now that I'm doing this, even though I'm only a few weeks in of my one of my jobs, and then the second week in of the second job, I feel just very thankful that even though I'm still learning and I still feel new in this, I still feel like this is very new. I just feel really hopeful, and it's a different feeling. It's almost like when people say I didn't know what love was until I found it. I feel like I've had that with my career and job. And it's not to say that it's not hard or that it's not challenging or I don't have days where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. It's not to say that. It's just a different feeling that even when I'm tired, I leave and I'm tired, I feel so fulfilled. I feel good. I feel like I could do this again. And it's just very, very validating to know that even though it took a little bit of a journey, and I know I'm still young and I know I'm still an associate and who knows what's going to happen in the future, I just feel an immense amount of gratitude right now. And I'm also being compassionate with myself as I work on gaining more confidence. Another belief I had, honestly, like a limiting belief I had that I am trying to unlearn, is the belief that I am not capable of working this hard, which I don't even know why that's there. I know I'm a hard worker and I've done a lot, but because I have left jobs in the past that didn't feel right, or I didn't stay for like 5 years, I've created this like belief that I'm just not meant to do that, and that I'm just a failure and all of that. When in reality, I just feel like I didn't find my match. And I also try to have compassion for myself and be proud of myself that I didn't stay when I had, once again, like I had that privilege and opportunity to leave. I was living at home. I could be unemployed for a few months and figure things out. I could get like an online job and not make enough to live on my own because I was living with my parents. Like, I had that opportunity and that immense privilege, and I used it. I used it because what would it have done for anyone if I just in quotes, sucked it up to prove something to the world, to prove something to other people, because truly I would have been miserable if I stayed in something I didn't want to do. And there was a lot of guilt with that, because I do recognize that not everyone can do that. And at the same time, what is that guilt and just staying in something I don't want to do going to do for those people that don't have that opportunity, if that makes sense? If anything, it's almost a shame to not, for me, take that time to figure out what I want to do. And I'm almost out of breath, but I just feel immensely grateful. And I have been in many ways also very, very hard on myself and thinking to myself, okay, just wait for the bad thing to happen. That's all my anxiety and my intrusive thoughts telling me that, oh girl, you just need to wait until you have a really bad day and you feel terrible about yourself and you just know you won't be able to handle it. And you'll think, okay, I get it now. You'll think, okay, see, I was right. You're incapable of handling the pressure. You're incapable of change, whatever it may be. All these just terrible intrusive thoughts that are trying to convince me that like the worst hasn't come yet when it comes to work, and that I'm just like in La La Land. I almost don't even know how to explain it. But it's like that fear of it's almost too good to be true. And not to say that it's perfect. Nothing's perfect. Like, I am trying to figure out how to balance these jobs, do Trust and Thrive. I'm trying to figure a lot of my life out in many ways, and I'm capable of it. I just am waiting for something to happen, waiting for the ball to drop, waiting for me to make the big mistake. And I'm sick of that. I don't know why I feel like something bad has to happen. I feel like I'm just waiting for someone to find me out, to realize that I'm undeserving, to realize that I'm still a child. Like, it's just so strange. It's just so strange. So to wrap this all up, there's so much I could say, but just wanted to keep this a quick solo episode for this week. I don't know if there's ever a specific moment where I'm going to wake up one day and just be like, that's that. And I know a lot of people, actually, I made a post about this. A lot of people mentioned that they felt like an adult when they had kids. And I could definitely see that. Oddly, when I started seeing clients last year, I already felt like a different shift. I felt like a huge responsibility. I felt like I wanted to show up in my life in ways that I would feel proud of, that if I am supporting my clients, I'm modeling some of what I talk to them about and support them in. It was this different level of responsibility and care. And I can imagine in the future when I have kids, I'll feel that way too. And I already do now. Being an associate therapist, I already feel a different shift because I'm, I guess you can say, forcing myself to be confident. I don't love the phrase fake it till you make it. I no hate against it, just not my favorite, but that's kind of how I feel. Not necessarily fake it till you make it, but just showing up in the ways that I want to show up in, even when I feel like I don't know how. Showing up in the ways that I want to show up in the future, but just doing it now. Thinking, okay, even though I don't feel super confident, just doing it, just showing up as if I am, which I guess is fake it till you make it. Now that I think about it, it's like I'm basically just summarizing fake it till you make it, but more like do it until you are it. So to anyone who is just feeling like, what am I doing with my life? Where am I? Or like, how am I an adult right now, or almost an adult, however old you may be? You are not alone. You are not alone. Remember that we are not seeing people. I mean, sometimes if you listen to this podcast and other podcasts, but most people aren't talking about this feeling. Most people aren't talking about how they don't feel good about themselves, how they have doubts, how they still feel like they're 12, how they miss their parents, whatever it may be, or don't. Most people aren't talking about these things. And I just want to send love to anyone who feels like they need to be in a certain place at their life, because there's no one right way to live. There's no one right way to do things. Everyone's journey looks different. And I have to remind myself that as well. And another reminder that things don't have to be bad. You are deserving of joy. Your struggles and your pain, all of that is valid and real. And I think for many of us, when we're so used to living a certain way, whether it's thinking like, oh, I just don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm not fit for this, or I don't know how to love or be loved. I'm not deserving, whatever those stories we create for ourselves. We get stuck to those narratives and we miss out on opportunities that are in front of us that we are capable of because of that self-sabotage. It's so real. Like I wanted to be like, oh my God, can I do this? Like maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm not capable of this. Why? I'm doing it. I feel good about it. And even when I don't, I'll get through that too. I am capable of surviving discomfort. I am capable of surviving that mistake or that learning experience, whatever it may be. I think I'm going to name this episode, When Did I Become an Adult? Because that's what it feels like. And I am once again very thankful to you and anyone who tunes into the show, follows along on Instagram or TikTok for just letting me show up openly and letting me be human. And I've mentioned this before, I've had so much fear around what it looks like to show up as human and as a therapist. And of course, I have like general boundaries. And at the same time, like I'm human, these thoughts are real. There's nothing wrong with feeling this way. It doesn't make me any less of a therapist. I actually am really proud of the work I've already been doing. That's that for today. So I love it. I will start solo episodes and think, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to start and be like silent for 30 seconds and then I just can't stop talking, which is why I have a podcast. So thank you again for being here and for tuning in and for being you and for all of your kind messages, even if I see them all and I'm so thankful. So once again, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Trust and Thrive. And you can also leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify for the show. And I am going to be, which is very exciting, I will keep you all updated. I am going to be accepting new clients in California very soon. And I will be posting about that in a bit. I will be sharing some more information about that, about my approach, and a lot more very soon. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week and a beautiful start to your spring if you're in the same hemisphere. And we will be back with a new episode next Thrive Thursday.